A reading from Matthew 21, the Holy Gospel. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near to Jerusalem and reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and they will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. This morning we commemorate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. He enters on a donkey, a king's entry, as we saw with Solomon after being anointed king. The crowd spread their cloaks and branches on the road. Again, a king's entry, as Elisha anointed Jehu. And we hear shouts of Hosanna ringing throughout the air. Hosanna! Here, chanted as praise to God. But also for the Hebrew people present, understanding this also means save us. Praise and save. Our cry too. Simultaneously singing out praise to God while pleading for help. We do so in our everyday lives through work, through school, through our various health conditions and life events. All of life. Constantly singing the praise to God and crying for God's help. During Lent, we practiced casting our burdens into the font as we wrote those on dissolvable paper. And as we cast those burdens into the font, we cried for help. But also, we sang God's praises through the cleansing and freeing power of those baptismal waters. Hosanna! The Son of David, the Savior, is with us. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.